This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, tolerance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z. Your Honour, I'm being trained with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously the topic of tolerance is it's a very important one nowadays, globally. And tolerance is one of the most important traits for all of us to live together around the world in our very different countries and societies. But look, it's also something that obviously is particularly important for us Muslims, because obviously we know that Allah did not create us all the same. So that so we are created different, with different languages, living in different parts of the world, different ethnicities. And that, of course, also implies that we're also supposed to learn from each other. So that implies that, obviously, in Islam, there is a very important lesson, that is that we live together and that we have tolerance for each other. And obviously, as we know from our day-to-day experience, always being tolerant, being patient towards others, accepting maybe of their differences and maybe even people's faults, our own faults even, is also not always easy. So I just want to mention in this context something that was said about our martyred Rahba, Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And this goes back to when he was actually in one of his, I think this is when he was in the harshest prison. So he had a prolonged period in one of the horrific Savak prisons. This is before the Islamic Revolution. So he was sort of there for 8 months. And someone else had been arrested, actually, I think a young communist. And that young communist, actually a little bit hypocritically, it turned out later, but he actually said to Shahid Rahba, he said, "I must admit I've never met a person as tolerant and unbiased as you." Welcome back to A to Z here, and I'm being trained with my Sister Zainab. And obviously, I've just mentioned this little characterization that, obviously, in a sense, someone who was quite inimical towards our Shahid Rahba while they were in prison, the Savak prison together, said towards Rahba. And as I mentioned, it turned out that his words were a bit hypocritical, but obviously, as we know, this is a very apt description of the Rahba, because obviously our Shahid Rahba, because this is something that for sure when we look at his life and the way he lived from childhood and all his statements, they go towards this. They go towards tolerance, they go towards unity. So unity of the Muslim Ummah, unity of humanity too. And obviously we know that, for example, he would visit Christian families whose sons had also been martyred in the Holy Defense. So obviously for us, as I've mentioned, the lesson of tolerance and living together is something that, you know, is very important. And what is one of the really important lessons that we are given in Islam, and this is something that can maybe help us a little bit towards gaining, reaching this level of tolerance that we really need to have to live alongside each other, even if we're just living alongside each other as Muslims. This does not mean that, you know, we're living alongside enemies or so on. This is even just living in our society with our neighbors, with our family members, with our peers, work colleagues, friends. And that is that rather than looking at what other people are doing that might annoy us and we maybe don't agree with, so focusing on other people's faults, what are we supposed to do? And this is a lesson I think we need to remind ourselves of on a daily basis. That is, first of all, we just look at ourselves and we think about, okay, is my behavior up to scratch? What have I done today that is good? What have I done today that is not so good and that I can improve on? And I just, this is obviously just let's say a reminder for all of us to try and focus on this rather than looking at what everyone else is doing around us, unless it's good things. Let's focus on the good things that happen around us and look at the bad traits in ourselves. So that was just a general reminder for all of us, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of HZ. You and I being Shreyu, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.